road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm glad you're here, and we're going to have a chat today about Twitter. I think Twitter is one of the best ways that teachers can get professional development. It has a lot of opportunities in there to share, to learn from others, to grow. It's also like trying to drink from a fire hose that's just been completely opened up full blast. I look forward to sharing some stuff with you about Twitter today and some things that you can do. And as always, if you have any ideas or if I've left something out, please don't hesitate to share those thoughts and ideas with us. The first couple of episodes of The Drive were interesting and fun. The first episode set us up, what The Drive is going to be like, what it means, and how it will be used. The second episode was from Ed Camp in Eastern Oklahoma County. Got to interview our state superintendent of schools, Joy Hoffmeister. The third episode of The Drive was about just trying to take a step into integrating some technology into your classroom, because sometimes it's really hard. And I stressed the importance of maybe stepping into a blog in that episode. And so before you listen to this Twitter episode, please go back and listen to episode 3, where it talks about blogging and kind of taking a small step into the educational technology world and explore that just a little bit. And then after you listen to that one, listen to this one. The episodes are not very long. I don't ever want The Drive to be longer than 15 minutes at the most. Maybe a skosh over if something has really, really got our attention. But for the most part, I want our conversations to be about 15 minutes. So today with Twitter, it's phenomenal. And kind of like blogging and social media and other different forms of technology, it can be a bit overwhelming. It can be a challenge. If you Facebook, you probably don't want a Twitter because you're not used to that. It's different and new. And if you're a teacher, you're going, Scott, all these things that you're sharing with us, oh my goodness, like I don't have enough time in the day. And the fact is, there's time in there, I promise. I do all of this and I teach. Here's the thing. It just comes down to, is it a part of your fabric of what you do in your classroom or not? And if it's a part of that fabric, then it gets blended in as part of what you do with your classroom. And after you learn how to use the technology, and after you're a little bit comfortable with it, and there is a learning curve on some of these, it does become a part of your fabric. But when you're learning how to do something and you invest some time and it doesn't work right, you get mad, and maybe two computer screens later, you're finally over the issue. There are those things that creep up, and I totally understand that. And there is an investment of time at the front. And I get that too. I made that investment as well. But I'm telling you, the payoff from the investment is infinite. And the risk that you face if you don't take that step and take that time and investment into exploring some of these things is that your teaching stays exactly the same. You might go to some professional development and get some good tips and tricks, but that's all you've got now. And with social media, especially with Twitter, not only do I have access to tips and tricks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, I also have access to those people that are the best at explaining how those things work, or are experts in a specific strategy that I know I've used and is beneficial to me and my kids. So the opportunity that I have on Twitter is to reach out to those people and interact with them and engage with them and learn from them and ask them questions. And then once I've reached a point where I've asked enough questions, then it can become a great place to share what you do. So, some things with Twitter. It's a micro blog. You have 140 characters to get your point across. And this can be really challenging, especially if you're a language arts teacher, because sometimes those tweets don't look grammatically correct at all. And the teacher part of you sometimes is just like, oh my gosh, that's totally terrible. I can't believe they just typed it all in that way. But You can't actually write a full-fleshed review into Twitter. You have to be very selective in exactly how you do this. Twitter's instant, so you can actually have a conversation on Twitter. It's like a text message in some ways. When you engage in a conversation on Twitter, depending on what that other person is doing, you could get an instant reply. You could get an instant feedback. You could get an instant response. It's almost like a text message, except it's a text message that you are putting out into the world for everybody to look at, which can be really scary. And with Twitter and all the weird stuff that's on there, I would recommend, as a teacher, just have a professional account. And from there, you might send out the occasional thing about your family or yourself. It's important for your students and the people you follow to know who you are. But it's also important to be known as what you are. And you're a teacher. You teach. You have an impact on students and on children at all levels. So when you get into Twitter, follow other teachers. And how do you do that? Well, there's a couple of really great resources to help you get started. Number one, if you live in Oklahoma, there's a hashtag that the teachers in our state use. It's a hashtag, the hashtag #, OKLAED, hashtag OklaEd. Teachers from all across the state of Oklahoma are there. They participate every Sunday night at 8 o'clock in a chat. And there is somebody that asks a question. They moderate the chat. They ask a question, and the other teachers respond. It is really, really dynamic. It is the fastest hour of my week, and I encourage you to explore that if you live in Oklahoma. If you don't live in Oklahoma, if you live somewhere else, there's a Twitter chat for you. Even if you do live in Oklahoma, you can participate in other Twitter chats. There are teachers in Oklahoma that participate in the Missouri Educational Chat, which is Mo-Ed Chat. There's teachers that participate in the Kansas Chat, which I think is KS-Ed Chat, I think. I can't remember for sure. If you are a fan of the book Teach Like a Pirate, there's a hashtag TLAB Chat. If you teach gifted and students, there's a chat for that. If you teach special needs students, there's a chat for that. If you teach English language arts, there's one for that. There's a math one. There's science. There's middle school social studies. There's a principal's chat. There's out-of-the-box thinking chat, no-box thinking chat. All these different chats, they occur all the time. And so kind of whatever your passion is, whatever you teach that's your passion, there's a chat for that. There really is. And they're super fun to participate in. You really get to know people. In fact, over the past couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to meet some administrators and meet some schools that I've never been to before and don't know face-to-face, but I know through Twitter. And I have been able to make some outstanding connections that way. So Twitter can be a powerful tool for that. The other thing that you can do with Twitter is if you use educational technology in whatever way, or you're interested in it, or you have this set of classroom iPads, but you're just 100% not 100% sure what you want to do with them, or you've got a classroom set of Chromebooks or something like that, you just don't know, you've seen some things, you're not sure, you've tried Google, there are hashtags in Twitter that will help you. And that's how you navigate through Twitter, is with that hashtag. There's hashtag iPadEd, I-P-A-D-E-D, hashtag iPadEd. And that hashtag is just solely devoted to using iPads for education. Some of it won't apply to you at all. Some of it will not apply. Some of it you'll be like, that's the best idea I've heard in my life. I'm trying it tomorrow. And it will be something you can try tomorrow. And you wouldn't have found it without Twitter. In the super, super excellent thing about this is, once you try your idea, you can share with other educators through Twitter, or you can directly engage the person who gave you that idea through Twitter. It's phenomenal. I just, you have to experience it to see how amazing it is. If you are just sort of wanting to explore educational technology, then look into the hashtag EdTech or the hashtag EdTechChat. Those are primarily devoted to educational technology items across the entire spectrum of learning. So there's some really, really cool things in there that are really interesting that you can use right away. And when you get into Twitter, it took me three times myself to get into Twitter, and it really took finding the Oakland Ed Chat to really explode my use of Twitter and to totally understand how amazing this one service can be. I still remember the first tweet I sent in the Oakland Ed Chat. I had sweaty palms and clammy forehead, and my heart was racing, and I sent a tweet out, and somebody said hi, and I said hi back, and then I answered some question with some tweet, and it got favorited and retweeted, and that was the first time that would ever had ever happened, and I had like a celebratory self high five. That I thought that was so cool, that somebody else thought that idea was great. So Twitter is it's powerful. It's so powerful. And one of the things to do when you use Twitter is to find a piece of software called TweetDeck. And what TweetDeck allows you to do is to control what you see a lot easier than just looking at your phone or just looking at your iPad or just looking at Twitter on your computer. It actually creates a stream of information for you to follow. And that stream is moves, and that stream is live. And so as conversations take place, you are up to date with that conversation. There are great educators to reach out to on Twitter as well. I've mentioned that before. And if you can't find information on a Twitter chat in your state, there is a space on the web that's organized by a guy called Cybrary Man. So if you go to cybraryman.com and click on the educator tab, once you click on that educator tab, it takes you to the educator page. And on that educator page is another tab for Twitter, just for Twitter, because it's that important. And when you get into Twitter, there are several little articles. Why should you tweet? How should you tweet? And it gives you a good foundation for you to go through and read and look at. And then there's also some articles in there that link you into other teachers as well. So think about Twitter. Don't shun it. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's different. Yes, it's something else to add to your schedule. But I discovered that sharing what my students were doing through Twitter became very easy to do. It was a part of our conversation in class. I could share what we were doing. I could share an assignment. I could share a quick story, and I could do all of that while I was still teaching the kids. It didn't take me 20 minutes to pause and make the tweet. So think about that. Think about the power of that. If you have a school and your school does great things, create a school hashtag and have students use it. If you're a district administrator, create a district hashtag. Tell your teachers to use it. Post really cool things that your district is doing under that district hashtag. You can create a really vibrant community inside of Twitter that's just about what you guys do. And I think it's critical in this day and age that we use whatever means necessary to amplify the message that our schools are great schools, that we have great kids, and we do great, great things. And so take that step, step into this piece of technology, explore it, mess with it a little bit, and ask others about it. I guarantee you there's a teacher you know somewhere who's connected to Twitter that would be more than happy to help you. You can find me on Twitter at Teach From Here, and I hope you enjoyed the drive.